From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that the ceasefire begin February 27th. It would apply to all parties in the conflict with the exception of terrorist groups. Here's UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura.
There is a need to make sure that all stakeholders, and there are many, those who have been involved in this conflict, are actually engaged and committed to respect it.
Some of the issues linked to the cessation still appear to be unresolved. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the results of a referendum June 23rd on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron said staying in the Union after his recent negotiations is a win for the country.
Mr. Speaker, our special status means that Britain can have the best of both worlds. We will be in the parts of Europe that work for us, influencing the decisions that affect us, in the driving seat of the world's biggest single market, and with the ability to take action to keep our people safe.
Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum. London Mayor Boris Johnson had suggested a second vote could help Britain renegotiate its terms with the EU. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye Monday. Besigye lost an election Thursday to incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. The opposition leader charged the election was fraudulent. He had planned to go to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission to collect evidence ahead of a possible legal challenge. This is VOA News. Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is, in his words, chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a backdoor into an encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with the request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. A new Pew Research Center survey shows a slim 51% majority of Americans support U.S. law enforcement officials in their effort to get Apple to unlock the phone. Prosecutors say the suspect in a shooting spree in the northern U.S. state of Michigan admitted to carrying out the attacks that killed six people. Prosecutors say Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver who had no previous criminal record, made the confession during police questioning. The legislative fight over a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy began Monday. Michael Bowman takes a look.
For weeks, or possibly the remainder of the year, the Senate will be ground zero for a ferocious battle to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died 9 days ago. With the ideological tilt of the Supreme Court at stake, Republicans want the vacancy filled by the next president, not Barack Obama. They have the power to withhold confirmation of any Obama nominee and run out the clock on the administration. Senate Democrats are crying foul and have the power to block almost all legislation indefinitely in protest, effectively grinding Congress to a halt. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada. Businessman Donald Trump hopes to win his third straight nominating contest. The next Democratic presidential contest is in South Carolina. That's on Saturday. It's a party primary that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heavily favored to win. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi. He's there for a visit aimed at calming a political crisis there that has embroiled the country for almost a year. Human Rights Watch says violent government crackdowns on protesters are happening in Ethiopia's Oromia region, despite official claims that all is normal. A new report details statements from opposition members and activists saying that more than 200 people have been killed since November 12th and thousands more have been arrested. It says security forces have fired aimlessly into crowds of protesters and have tortured detainees. Protests in the Oromia region broke out in opposition to plans to expand the municipal boundary of Addis Ababa to accommodate an increase in development. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.